What a wonderful thing a day off is. I woke up this morning and reflected on the last couple of days and needing a holiday and workload and stress and all that, and thought to myself, you know, I finished most of my major projects at work, and my two apprentices have taken on what I've taught them quite well. And, you know, I couldn't think of a reason why I should go to work today. I've got plenty of leave in the kitty, so I called the boss and said, can you think of a reason why I should come to work today? And he couldn't, and I couldn't. So I said, I think I might have a day off. And he agreed, and so I have. I was walking down to the shops and caught my reflection in a window, and realised that I look a bit like JJ off Skins. Hair was, you know, all boofy and crazy. So I'm going to get a haircut. Just had lunch at Idyllic Cafe, which was wonderful. I really wanted a Saigon roll and a coffee, but I'm off coffee for a while. So had a chai tea, and I got talking to the owner of Idyllic Cafe after lunch, and was saying how good everything was. And she, I said I was hoping for a pork Saigon roll, because, you know, that's traditional. And she said she had to start making them with chicken, because people, for some reason at the moment, I don't know if they're, you know, paranoid with the pork lung and all that, but people just aren't eating pork at the moment. And she was throwing out, like, she was making 6 Saigon rolls a day in the traditional style and throwing out a whole lot of them. But since she's converted to using chicken and she's westernized it, that she's selling double. So I guess, you know, commercial imperative beats tradition in this case. But I think it's a shame. So it's now about, I don't know, 2:15 in the afternoon. I've got a radio show doing drive radio this afternoon on Artsound FM. Doing that from 5 till 7. So I'm going to spend the rest of the afternoon going through a mountain of new CDs I've bought over the last couple of weeks. I'm going to load them into iTunes, digitize them, throw them on the iPod, and basically audition stuff. Because not everything is, you know, really suitable for drive time radio. I'll see, pick out some blues tracks for an edition of Down in the Basement that I'm doing in a few weeks, and then make a leisurely way down to the radio station. If you'd like to tune in, if you're in Canberra, you can get us on 92.7 or 90.3 in the Tuggeranong Valley. Unfortunately, if you're not in Canberra, we're not internet streaming yet, but that is on the agenda. Anyway, almost home. That's all I've got for now. Catch you later.